three for Utah.
Ingles, three.
Good.
Ingles, three.
Ingles here is cooking.
Ingles. He began with the Clippers, then they traded him to Utah, and he got a great shot away. It's a two.
All-Star weekend.
Here he comes again. A thicket remains in his way. Ingles, free to fire. That is a three. Under a minute to go. Here comes Exum off the baseline. Hammers it home. What a play. Dante Exum.
NBA Strayer, how you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Strayer. It's Thursday, May 3. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here hanging out in Larry Elmer Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Just while repping Strayer a little bit. And boy, howdy, do we not need to rep it too much, because last night, Jingling Joe Ingles and Dante Exum destroyed the Rockets. What a night for Australian basketball. Anyway, so today's show will wrap that massive Jazz Rockets game from last night, including an absolute pearler from both Joe Ingles and Dante, Kangaroo Kobe himself, and we'll also have the playoff editions of the usual dumbassery. That means, yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day, Outback Takehouse, get some shrimp on your takes at Outback Takehouse, and a bunch of other stuff. And as we do every day, we've got the Australian Play Watch. We'll preview the two games tonight. We've got Cavs-Raptors game two, and then we've got a new Kiwi Corner, and where in the world is Jonah Bolden? And we'll finish up with a brand new The Diary of Steven Adams. This is awesome. How good is this? It's chock full of goodness. Like a chalky Big M, bro. It's NBA Strayer. It's episode 111. It's Thursday, May 3. Let's go.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Steven Adams, eh, bro? And you're listening to NBA Strayer, eh? Cheer, bro.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better watch out for that damn Shaq attack, because it is NBA Australia, and we start every episode with the Daily Whip Around, where we check in and see what's going on. And we've got a little bit of news. That's right. The Phoenix Suns have hired Utah Jazz assistant coach Igor Kokosov. Igor Kokoskov? Yes. Hello, is Igor. I'm here to be coach. That's nice. He is the first European-born NBA head coach, which is neat. Unfortunately, he's also the Slovenian national team coach, and after the flog Goran Dragic slapped Ben Simmons in the back of the head in the first round, I'm pretty sure Australia is at war with Slovenia. So fuck that guy. Nice. Good on you, Suns. Get a nice developmental coach in there. And hey, we'll talk about that a little bit later in yeah, now. So let's get to the game wrap from last night. Let's do it. It is Jazz Rockets, and the Jazz take it 116-108. Tying up the series in Houston 1-1. This was unbelievable. Like, legitimately awesome. So, look, what do you think, Key and Peele?
He got straight killed.
They got straight killed. This was unreal. The Jazz, man, they go into Rocket territory down there in Texas. Oh, damn, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm from Texas. Jazz, they moved the ball an amazing amount in the first half, stretched the Rockets' defense, making them look slow-footed and confused, and then the Rockets are like, oh, wait, fuck you. We're like the best team in the NBA. Woke up in the second quarter, got it back under double digits. They were 19 points down. Then the Rockets, by the third, within like 3 minutes of basically the second half, they're like, yeah, we're pretty good, fuck you. Tie it up, then get ahead in the third by five. This was unbelievable, and it's like, fuck the Rockets and their inevitable excellence. But then the Jazz out of nowhere, Alec Burks, Donovan fucking Mitchell, just go at it and get it all tied up. And then Kangaroo Kobe hits a three to get the lead back. And then the tide just turns in the fourth. There's like a 12-2 run spurred on by Donovan fucking Mitchell and the Jingler. Woo! Joe Ingles to get them up eight. And there's like, they were still up eight with 2.5 minutes left. And then fucking Donovan Mitchell just buries the Rockets with this amazing twisty layup. But then the punctuation mark on the end of the win for the Jazz. The Utah Jazz. I like Jazz. Dante Exum drives from the three-point line, yams on all of the Rockets to seal the win. This was just a fucking banner day because you know what Jingling Joe Ingles did as well? Oh, it was only a bloody career high, you drongos. Holy shit, what a game. So, look, let's wrap up the Rockets, see what they did. Look, they shot 10 of 37 from three. Not a great day for the Rockets. Fast Jimmy Hart in there. He had 32 points. He had 17 in the second quarter, basically, to spur the Rockets up. But 32 points, shot 9 of 22. Look, a lot of that had to do with Dante. We'll talk about that later. 12 of 13 from the free throw line, but 2 of 10 from 3 from James Harden. Tough. He still has 11 assists and 6 rebounds, a couple of steals in there as well. Got dragged into a, basically into the huddle with Joe Ingles, which is pretty fucking funny. Because, look, Joe Ingles, funny bloke. Whinging Chris Paul, 23 points. He goes 8 of 19 as well. So, look, both Fast Jimmy Harden and Whinging Chris Paul don't shoot very well. They go, what's that, a combined 17 of 41. Yeah, a little bit under 500. Oh, it's just tough, man. He goes 2 of 5 from 3. He only has 3 assists, though, which you really feel like was a big problem for the Rockets. Harden at 11, but beyond him, like, driving and dishing, there wasn't a tremendous amount of ball movement. And when Ariza and, like, PJ Tucker and co. aren't hitting shots, it makes it real fucking hard for the Rockets to really, like, usually they can get over the hump anyway. Usually someone else pops up. But tonight, well, last night, it was literally only Harden, Chris Paul, and Clint Capela, because he had the big Swiss. Tick, 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 tick. 21 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks. And then that was kind of it. Eric Gordon, he had 15 points on 16 shots. Not really that helpful. And we'll talk about the rest of the Rockets bench a little bit later. But, well, the rest of the Rockets roleplayers, really, because it wasn't really very good. So we'll talk about that in, I believe, Old Mate No Mates. A little bit. So let's talk about the Jazz. Holy shit. Unbelievable. Can you believe? Take note. Unbelievable. Jingling Joe Ingles. Slow-mo Joe. Dr. Joseph J. Ingles. Tripleologist. Oh, mate. Down under Durant. The pride of Adelaide. The king of Happy Valley. A career high. 27 points. Not just playoff high. A career fucking high for Jingler. Unreal. Comes good in Houston. Buries a bunch of threes. He goes 7 of 9 from 3. He goes 10 of 13 overall. He hits a couple of step back long twos. Like he's fucking down under Durant, man. This is unreal. 3 rebounds, 2 assists. He was fucking everywhere. Now to kill a 3 deep in the 4th to help them get up 6. And really just sort of like flex and give them, give the Jazz the lead for good, basically. He was ably backed up by Donovan fucking Mitchell. 17 points, 6 of 21 from the field. Not great, but he hit 3 shots in the 4th that were fucking bad ass, including a massive one late. A massive 3 late, and then also he goes 2 of 8 from 3. But again, it's like Shaq with his free throws. I hit him when they count. Yeah, he hit a massive one in the 4th. Also, the twisty layup that basically kept the Jazz's like heads above water. And he was really good. He had 11 assists as well, did Donovan fucking Mitchell. Turned into basically rookie James Harden. This was amazing. What a fucking game by the Rook. Rudy Gobert arms this Stafford Tower. 15 and 14 and 3 blocks. Alec Burks comes in off the bench and is an absolute fucking spark plug. 9 in the first half, 4 of 4. He goes 17 points total. 7 of 11 field goals, 6 assists as well. This is like the Alec Burks we all expected when he came out of college. And it hasn't happened. And then it finally fucking happened in the second game of a game of a second round series in the playoffs. Un-bloody real. And this was the point when Burks came in. It's like, oh shit, he's on fire. Like the Jazz are actually for real. Because look, we've seen a million teams get the jump on the Rockets, put the clamps on. Look, maybe their starters are a little bit slow of foot. Maybe they've spent too much time at the Rippers with old James Harden there. The beard. Got a bit of strip of glitter in your beard there, James. And look, Burks came out and really just sort of pushed them over the edge with that amazing bench play. And he was helped out again ably by Jay Crowder, pulling fouls from fucking everywhere. And this was the thing. In the second quarter, when it was all going a little bit pear-shaped, Burks and Crowder still managed to get like the score ticking along, which is clearly fucking crucial against the Rockets because, look, the Jazz had the best-ranked defense in the entire NBA all year. And Houston's offense is like fucking, you know, only one of the greatest in NBA history. And then the Jazz just needed to keep scoring while this sort of swoon is going on when the Rockets are turning on the fucking gas. And that's what they did, thanks to Burks and Crowder. It was great. They took the crowd out of it early. The crowd just looked, seemed stunned that someone was putting up a fucking fight. And then they got it all the way back. They got over the hump. And then the Jazz, though, just gave it the old fucking 1-2 right there, Fred. The 1-2 Costa Zoo. Woo! That was awesome. The right there, Fred. I loved it. Now it's tied 1-1, and the doubts about the Rockets come creeping back. Wow, what a show by the Jazz. This was legitimately amazing and a great fucking game, too. Look, for only having one game of NBA playoffs last night, that was a fucking pearler. So, look, let's get to the NBA Australia-approved performance of the night, and we might have a sneaking suspicion who this was.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
Yes, it was, Joe Ingles, you absolute bloody legend. The jingler, down under Durant, slow-mo Joe. 27 points, a career high in the playoffs, in Houston, on the road, crushing it. Two massive threes in the fourth quarter. He had 8 points in the fourth quarter to seal the fucking win for the Jazz. And out there, just looking like a dodgy accountant about to be hounded by a current affair for stealing his neighbor's Bev's super to buy a bloody boat. 27 points. Jingling Joe Ingles. This was so fucking good. Like, Reggie Miller and Kevin Harlan on the broadcast, like, what? Oh my God, he is fucking insane. 27 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 10 of 13 from the field, and 7 of 9 from 3. Leading his team for the win, Joe Ingles. Where does this performance go?
This is going straight to the pool room.
You better bloody believe it. Jingling Joe Ingles, what a fucking performance. I could not be more proud. Like, literally, I don't know if I could be more proud. I'm about to fucking tear up over here. Anyway, let's move on to Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, look, as mentioned, everybody but James Harden, Chris Paul, and Clint Capela, who remember, when those three play, I believe they are currently a combined 46-4 going into this game. It's now 46-5. The rest of the Rockets, 5 of 16 from Eric Gordon, 2 of 9 from PJ Tucker, 1 of 3 from Gerald Green. Holy shit, 2 of 5 from Ariza, 1 of 4 from Luka Mbarumute. Ryan Anderson getting $20 million a year to play 7 minutes and go 0 of 2 from 3. Holy shit. That's pretty rough, man. Pretty rough for anyone not named Capela, Chris Wingen Chris, or Fast Jimmy Harden. Tough one. Tough one. So there you go. The rest of you guys are no old mate no mates in Houston today because you were shit. All right, what about who was the bitches of the night? That's right, man. One of my favorite segments. I love this playoff segment. Who was the bitches of the night? Whoa, anybody who matched up against Joe Ingles, obviously, but also Wingen Chris Paul got a tech. That was awesome for bitching and moaning while hounded by Joe Ingles. And Jingle is just sitting there with a big fucking smile on his face. He's like, oh, fuck off, you little dickhead. What are you doing, Chris? Oh, you're having a bit of a whinge? Oh, you're going to go tell the fucking ref? Go tell the teacher? Oh, you're going to dob on me? Oh, good on you, you fucking dickhead. Chris Paul, mate, this is amazing. We've all got that one short mate who fancies himself and won't start starting shit, right? That's Chris Paul. So that was some bitch ass shit last night, Chris Paul. So let's move on to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Who was better than Lonzo Ball today? Well, Lonzo is hanging out, you know, in some fucking Reseda gym with like a bunch of Mexican day workers in his dad's Big Baller League or some shit. Dante Exum came out there, 18 minutes, 3 of 7 from the field, goes 2 of 3 from 3. He has 9 points, 2 assists, 4 rebounds, and an absolute fucking corker of a dunk to slam the fucking door on the Rockets and put a punctuation mark as big as the fucking Eiffel Tower. Oh, big as fucking Uluru then. How's that, Kangaroo Kobe? The best thing is, he actually looked like fucking Kobe while he was dunking that. That was like, that's how athletic the dude is. It was amazing, but that's just the offensive game. This was a great stat sent over by our boy Jesse Manning. Thanks, Jesse. So Dante matched up defensively with James Harden 22 times during this game, the most of anyone on the Jazz. And Harden, James Harden, your NBA scoring champ for last year, MVP for this year, How many points do you reckon he scored while Dante Exum was matched up on him those 22 times? Just a total of 2 points on those possessions. Oh, Dante Exum. That is better than Lonzo Ball. Unbelievable. Just using that fucking length, mate. Unreal. Oh, what's that? James Harden wants to score on Dante Exum. What do you think about that?
He's dreaming. Tell him he's dreaming. Tell him he's dreaming.
Dreaming.
Fully fucking dreaming. Also, because Dante's not a fucking rookie, kind of feels like it though. Donovan fucking Mitchell getting into it with PJ Tucker. That's better than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball go running to his dad and be like, Dad, the big boy tried to hurt me. He was picking on me, Dad. Dad. While Donovan, he's like, fuck you, PJ Tucker. And like, no one says, fuck you, PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker will end you. He's like a shrunken down Kendrick fucking Perkins. Anyway, good on you, Donovan. But more than that, on you, Dante Exum. All right, we'll be back right after this with some Yeah Nas.
Hi there, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, does that Game 2 win mean the Rockets are vulnerable and can cop it against the Warriors if they get past the Jazz? Yeah nah. Yeah! I mean, come on, Rocks, we expect better from you. You dominate all fucking year. And then you drop a Game 2 in Houston over the Jazz. You lay a fucking egg, man. And then those murmurs of they've never won anything. D'Antoni, Chris Paul, James Harden, they always choke in the playoffs. It just pops up. Just pops up, mate. Like, come on. You can't lose at home, dickheads. That was crazy. This is what happens, though. A bit of complacency gets stuck in. It's tough, mate. It's fucking tough. Game 2, they've been at home for a bunch of fucking time. Obviously, James Harden's taken from the Rippers like a night or two ago. They're all a little bit slow-footed. They've been drained of both their wallets and the fucking old family jewels there. Strip of fucking glitter is still in Jimmy Harden's beard. PJ Tucker's like still wiping it off his underarm and stuff. Ah, man. Clint Capella's like, oh, hello. I would like to have sex with Stripper. Man, Rockets. Vulnerable. Fucking oath. Number two, is Joe Ingles better than Carmelo Anthony? Look, I did this one last week, but yeah, nah, yeah, fucking course. He's been better than Melo for the last 2 years. On you, Jingler. Just wanted to reiterate that because that was fucking awesome. Number three, the Suns hiring Igor Kokoskov as their coach means they're 100% taking Luka Doncic in the draft and trading up for him if they don't get the number one pick. Yeah, nah, yeah. I mean, it seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? It's the Slovenian coach. They're like, hey, man, how about we get the Slovenian coach? The coach has basically coached our number one pick. We'll get him. So our number one pick will be kind of down with this shit. Everyone's like, that makes sense, I guess. Is he a good coach? I don't fucking know, but he's good mates with Luka Doncic. So got a feeling the Suns are going to take Luka.
It just makes sense.
And then finally, this is an extra bonus. Yeah, nah, because of all the Barkley and Draymond Green brouhaha, that's what it was. Barkley backtracked it as well. He's like, he said on radio yesterday, he's like, yeah, look, I'm not going to fight an NBA player. And he never said, I want to punch him in the face. He's like, he wants someone to punch him in the face. And then he's like, beat his ass. But still, would prime Charles Barkley kick the shit out of prime Draymond Green in a fight? Yeah, nah. Yes, of fucking course. Just go back and watch some of those fucking Chuck highlights, man. That dude was a fucking savage. Like, flying fist of fury shit. Charles Barkley didn't fuck around. You didn't fuck with Charles Barkley. I mean, you fuck with him. You don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Charles Barkley beat the shit out of Draymond. Fucking mama's boy. All right, moving on. Let's go to Look at Me, Look at Me, the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Look, I'll tell you what. I fucking hate listening to Reggie Miller, but he was okay last night. I don't know, maybe I just don't like the Rockets or watching the Rockets so much that when Reggie's in there, you'd think that two bad things would like sort of be, oh shit, this is like the worst basketball experience ever. But hey, Kevin Harlan's awesome. And I don't think Reggie was that bad last night. I'm not softening my stance on Reggie Miller because he's shit, but I enjoyed it last night. Well, enjoyed it is a strong word. I dealt with it no problems last night. There we go. That's good. And what about It's Thursday?
That means double shrimp at Outback Takehouse. Get double shrimp on your hot takes. Today only. It's Outback. Fine grilled takes. Outback Takehouse. The Houston Rockets are the biggest chokers in the league, and even if they get past the Jazz, which is no guarantee, they will get caned and lose to the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry. Outback Takehouse. All right, let's move on to the Australian Player Watch. We've pretty much covered a lot of them already, but we'll do it anyway, because why the fuck not?
Oi, 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 it's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. It's Australian Player Watch. We had the two Aussies in action last night. Obviously, Jingles and Kangaroo Kobe over Houston. Jingles, game two, massive win. Career high, 27, as mentioned. 7 of 9 from 3, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Absolutely fucking crushed it. And Dante, Kangaroo Kobe, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and amazing defense on Harden. Unbelievable. He is such a fucking terror defensively. I love it. So, what else have we got? Well, we've got a couple of games tonight where we've got the Aussies in action. That means we've got Bangers and Ben Simmons going against each other in Sixers Celtics game too. So that's fun. We'll have more Australian Player Watch tomorrow. Pretty neat. Pretty fucking neat. All right, what about Kiwi Corner Brew? How did Stephen Adams' season end up? And, you know, the Australian Player Watch, how about we also check? We always check up on our Antipodean compatriots over here, the Kiwis, just to see how Stephen Adams go. So, he only played, obviously, one game this week, and it was game 6. And he was the only person, apart from Rusty, to show up in the OKC Thunder's loss to the Jazz. And Steven Adams, bro, he had 19 points, 16 rebounds, shot 9 of 11 from the field. He had 3 assists, 1 block, and 1 steal. Big Kiwi went out fucking swinging. Meanwhile, Rusty's taking 43 shots, and playoff fucking P and Mallow over there shit the fucking bed. Yeah, no joke. And also, my favorite thing is, like, it all popped off yesterday in the exit, OKC exit interviews. And they're like, yeah, man, we've got a pretty good core here of Russell Westbrook, Stephen Adams, and Paul George. A notable absence in that statement was, one, Carmelo Anthony. Yeah, no shit. Dude is fucking washed. And we usually play on Thursdays as well. Where in the world is Jonah Bolden? But all my sleuthing has literally not uncovered anything. He hasn't played since April 14, which is also when he last tweeted. Meanwhile, Maccabi Tel Aviv are actually still playing. He's not on the active roster. I have no fucking clue. I'm going to put out some more feelers and figure out exactly where in the world is Jonah Bolden. It's turning into an actual fucking mystery. This is unreal. Oh, man. I feel like I'm actually playing Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, but it's Jonah Bolden. Better find him out. There's nothing on Insta. There's nothing on Twitter. This is fascinating, mate. Fascinating. Maybe the Sixers have got him over here and working out. All right, moving on. We'll get on to the Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board, and the game previews for tonight. Right after, let's say, these ones.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
Right, we are back. And it is time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board. But Patty, mate, I just need you to tweet a couple of times. Like, I need your inspiration in my life. Especially, like, without Deli over there as well. Kind of hurts. You're just like, ah, how am I meant to get through my day without Deli and Mills just tweeting and like being cool and being awesome? I just need that inspiration in my life. But still, we've still got Jingling Joe Ingles. And yesterday, he actually took the time out to tweet about Igor. Yes, hello, is Igor, is new Phoenix Suns coach. You will run drills and they'll spew. Joe Ingles tweeted out yesterday, really happy for my man Igor, deserves to be a head coach in this league. Prayer hands emoji, prayer hands emoji, prayer hands emoji. On your jingler, what a fucking legend. Scores 27, gives props to the Jazz assistant coach. What a fucking corker. Let's get to the game previews for Thursday night.
Game previews. Game previews.
Yes, how good is this? Got a couple of amazing game twos. Unfortunately, it starts at 6 p.m. fucking Eastern time because they're both Eastern series. And this is a bit nuts. So we've got Cavs at Raptors. What do you think, inadvertent, Bane?
I believe the Raptors will crap the bed.
Yes, the Cavs at Raptors game two. Will LeBron still be in the Raptors' head? Oh, maybe. I don't know. He could probably still drop a 45, 15, and 12 and have the other guys like just do half of what they did in game one and they might win. But I got a feeling that the Raps get a settler here. You got to remember, they were the best team for 47 minutes and 17 seconds of game one when they led the entire fucking game until they tied it up there. I think they just settle down a little bit in this and maybe, maybe, just maybe, equine out. But I wouldn't be too surprised if the fucking Cavs kicked the shit out of them. That's how fucking mentally fragile the Raps feel like, right? But I feel like the Raps man up a little bit. They hoist up those cojones. Big booted Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan here. Settle in and get a bit of a win over the Cavs. I think the Cavs just have an off shooting night and the Raps smash them. Moving on, though. Sixers at Celtics. Oh, Aussie on Aussie violence. I love this. You got Bangers Baines and Big Simo Ben Simmons. And speaking of settling games, I feel like the Sixers bounce back and crush games. So you got to remember, the Celtics needed crazy games from Terry Rose, Big Al Horford and Jason Tatum to win game one, while the Sixers couldn't decide of a fucking Werribee produce shed from three at all. So I feel like they'll change the way they guard Rose, figure out how to get Redick some cleaner, better open looks. And I got a feeling that Embiid will just go off again and Big Simo will have a better, more efficient game. He's definitely not going to have more turnovers and assists, I reckon, this time. So I feel like the Sixers, it was almost a little bit too long of a layoff that they got before game one, and the Celtics were just in their groove, and I feel like that falls apart tonight and the Sixers win it. That's what I think. I don't know. What do you reckon? Maybe. It's going to be fucking fascinating regardless, right? How good are these two games? Cavs, Raptors, game two, Sixers, Celtics. I've got Raptors and I've got Sixers, so give me that. And you know what? I can't fucking wait. But that is it for today from NBA Australia. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. Might be a little bit fucking dusty in here. I'm going to the fucking baseball again. Oh, Jesus. So we'll see how we go. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. Look, the Facebook stuff was popping off yesterday. That's sick. Thanks for all the comments and everything. That's awesome. Make sure you subscribe to the NBA Australia podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever else you get your podcasts. Give us a nice 5-star rating and review or I'll fucking fight you. That's right, I'll come and fucking give you a fucking right there, the old 1-2 Costa Zoo. The left, right, good night, bring back the biff. Thanks to Promo, oh, tell a mate as well, go on. Just go, oi, dickhead, listen to the NBA Australia podcast. It's fucking rad, dude. Who says it's fucking rad, dude? No one. All right, thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They're the best band in Australia. They have an amazing gig at the Corner Hotel in 2 weeks with the Celibate Rifles, Painters and Dockers, and X. It is May 19th at the Corner Hotel. There might be still tickets left. I don't know. They might have sold out. It was fucking selling like hotcakes early. But they're incredible. The new single, Stop, is a pearler. Thanks to the legend of the Green, 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 Iowa, Fascinator, Dozers, Sex Jedi, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp, Facey, iTunes, whatever. And don't forget, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. If you're in a band, if your mates are in a band, hit us up. I'll play the songs. Give them all a smash. Great tunes. Now, stick around for a brand new Diary of Stephen Adams, where everyone's favorite Kiwi wraps up the year. And we will catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Horizon! Oh, kia ora, bro. How's it going, eh, bro? It's Stephen Adams here, bro. Just swinging by for my weekly diary on NBA Australia, eh, bro? So, let's get to it, bro. Dear diary, it's me, Stephen Adams, bro. But you knew that, eh? Because you're my diary, bro. So, it's been a bit of a sad week this week, eh, bro? I mean, we're done for the year again because we lost to my friends Joe and Rudy in Utah, bro. And listen, diary, it was really harsh, eh? The way people criticized my friend, Russ, just because he took 43 shots and we lost, eh? Look, bro, it wasn't Russ's fault either, mate. I mean, he was the only reason we won Game 5, bro, when he went fully mental when we were down 25, eh? But people only want to talk about the bad things, bro. So, I remember when we were in the locker room, bro, at halftime of Game 6, and those fellas, Playoff P and Molo, were just kind of sitting there, bro, not paying attention or looking at their phones, bro. So my friend Russ, he went up and slapped them in the face and was like, Oi, stop them bitches, bro. I mean, I thought that was a bit harsh, bro, but then they kept playing like bitches, so it was kind of warranted, eh? So, Ross was fuming after we lost game 6, bro. He stormed back into the locker room and yelled at everyone. It was like, oh shit, Ross is going fucking fully spare, bro. So, he changed into a shirt with like a million holes in it and then punched my friend Terrence right in the face. I mean, it's pretty harsh, bro. All Terrence did was ask him what we're all doing as a team after the game, bro. Bit rough if you ask me, bro. And I've gotten a thumb up my clucker while playing rugby with my cousin Rongo, bro. Speaking of home and NZ and Rongo, I got a letter from my mum after we lost, eh, bro? It was very pleasant. She said, "Dear Stephen, me and your 40 brothers and sisters are sad that you lost. And even though he's in jail, your cousin Rongo is too. Love from Wellington. Love, your mum." Aw, that's always nice to hear from me, mum. So, that's it for the season though, bro. Another off season for me, Stephen Adams, bro. Lucky I had my ticket to Mexico already booked, bro. So I'm heading down there today, bro, to get some rays. Just gonna wander around wearing my jandals and drink Dr. Pepper from my chili bin, bro. So, maybe I'll write to you next week, bro, if I remember to write while I'm in Mexico. Time down there just slows down, bro. So, I'll be off fishing and hanging out, drinking six packs, bro. So, until then, kia ora, bros. Cheer, cheer. Love, Stephen Adams, bro.